since the Columbia disaster in February 2003. Discovery latched onto the space station after doing a high-flying somersault to allow those aboard the space station to photograph the belly of the shuttle for signs of damage. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin says it appears right now there's no problem. This could, though, be the last shuttle mission for a while. NASA has announced they're grounding future shuttle flights because a chunk of insulating foam flew off the fuel tank during launch on Tuesday. That is the same problem that damaged and ultimately doomed Columbia 2.5 years ago. 3 weeks after the deadly London bombings, a week after a similar string of failed attacks in London, British police making their presence felt on the rail system to reassure riders. A spokesman says police have deployed the largest number of officers ever on the rail system in Britain. The move comes as new details emerge about the police investigation into the July 7th attacks that killed 52 people. Investigators reportedly found a dozen bombs and 4 improvised detonators in the trunk of the car of one of the suspected suicide bombers a few days after the explosions. Police also continuing to make raids and arrests from last week's attacks. A resident of one apartment block says he recognized one suspect from photos released by the police. He says the man had lived there with relatives. The Irish Republican Army says it's going to abandon its armed campaign and resume disarmament, but will not disband. In a declaration that could revive the peace process in Northern Ireland, the IRA said its clandestine units have all been ordered to put their weapons into hidden weapons dumps and cease their activities. Instead, it says volunteers have been told to press for political change through exclusively peaceful means. Suspicious Protestant leaders said they're going to wait a while to see about that pledge. They note the IRA was supposed to have disarmed fully by mid-2000, but didn't even start the process until late 2001. This is Air America Radio News.
Being offline to get to your meetings, I'm here to tell you something. You're nuts. Because with GoToMeetings web conferencing, you can have productive meetings with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly and have people meet you online during your conference call. They'll see your desktop on their computer screen. So, present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you were all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy. All you need is internet access, no additional software is required, and it's affordable. For one low monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you need with people all over the world. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? A recent USA Today article states some of the sharpest minds on Wall Street are betting you'll make more money in metals than Microsoft in the next few years. Facts are, gold has given investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks in the last few years. Some experts predict it could more than double, even triple in price from today's value. Blanchard & Company, America's largest retail dealer in gold and precious metals, wants to help you start protecting and growing your savings with this special limited-time offer. Gold, American Eagle coins at only 1% above cost. Once you experience how easy and profitable gold investing can be, you'll work with Blanchard to build an even stronger protection against stock market uncertainty. In addition, Blanchard will buy back your gold at any time you want to sell. Call 800-480-7790 and buy Gold American Eagles at 1% over cost. 800-480-7790. Don't miss out. Call 800-480-7790.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
The Al Franken Show.
Normally on the Al Franken Show, we give you lots of political talk and sprinkle in some great political comedy. But on our next show, we're completely changing the format. That's right. We're going to give you lots of political comedy and then sprinkle in some great political talk. It's a comedy extravaganza next time on Franken.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Don't you feel like that today? Oh, God! I'm real glad that I have the cable system that I have that has this on-demand feature. And when I go home at night now after the show, and pour a glass of wine and get in bed and turn on the television in the bedroom and watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know, Larry David's show? There are, for those of you who care, and I'm sorry to inject something this personal into the program, but a lot of you do care, and a lot of people wished Miss Molly, Kathy and my daughter, a happy first birthday, which was last Friday. There's some new photos of the world's littlest liberal, now up in the gallery at MikeMalloy.com. Just a couple of shots from her first birthday. It's the first time she had a chance to eat actual cake, homemade cake. And then some pictures of her eating sand at the beach for that week we were off. You know, cute stuff. Just, you know, the same kind of stuff you you did when you had when your kid was little, right? Anyway, it's in the gallery at MikeMalloy.com. You can take a look at it if you like. And I never did get a chance, I don't think, to thank so many people that wished Molly Malloy a happy birthday, a happy first birthday. I couldn't help but think about that today when Jerry, oh, what's his name, from Sinn Féin, Jerry Adams said that the Irish Republican Army is finished. No more acts of terror against the Brits. Because we used to tell people when right before Molly was born, we were going to name her Molly Malloy so that she would have a real good name to join the IRA when she joined the IRA. Just kidding. We have some Simple Scotty, the wind-up toy for you tonight. Boy, talk about staying on message on the energy bill, huh? No matter how many different questions reporters asked him about this abomination that is jokingly referred to in the Bush administration as the energy bill, he just keeps repeating the same three phrases. I was starting to look for the pull string in the back of his empty head. It addresses the root causes. Quack, quack. This problem wasn't created overnight. Quackity, quack, quack. It will put us on the path to energy independence. Quack, quack. You know, that kind of stuff. We're going to get that out of the way right here at the beginning of the program. I'm kind of counting on doing a more than normal number of phone calls tonight. Here's the outline of the program. It just so happens that there are four pieces in the New York Times in the past couple of days. The first one is this column by Tom Friedman last week, where he urges the Bush crime family to create blacklists that would name those who are not willing to blindly support Bush's so-called war on terror. Friedman says the list should include those people whom he calls excuse makers. Those are people like me and you who see a cause and effect relationship between Bush's illegal wars and the response that takes the form of terrorist bombings. You know, I've said it so many times before any of this crap started. Terrorism to me is vile. Anyone who commits a terrorist act, I don't care if it's the United States, the Israeli Defense Forces, the Chinese, Hindu terrorists in Kashmir, suicide bombers from Palestinian occupied territories. I don't give a damn. Acts of terror against innocent civilians who are on their way to work or supper or taking the kid to a babysitter, to me, is an abomination. It's the worst possible thing that could be done. The second worst. The worst is when a super industrialized, monolithic, nuclear-armed power like the United States launches an unprovoked attack against a country like Iraq. People who do not see a cause and effect are doomed to repeat this over and over again. Friedman, you know, I'm always on the line with Friedman anyway. Sometimes he writes stuff that, I tend to agree with. But Friedman is the CIA's man at the New York Times, in my opinion. He's the establishment CIA person at the New York Times. All right? So, that column. And then today, Paul Sperry, who is a fellow at the Hoover Institute, which is the original right-wing think tank, his column really made me angry. It's titled, When the Profile Fits the Crime. We're going to cover a little bit of that. Chaim Watzman, also in the Times today, his column made me sad, When You Have to Shoot First. He talks about the summary execution of the Brazilian citizen Jean-Charles de Menezes, the Brazilian who was shot dead by the police in London. They thought he was a terrorist suspect. He was absolutely, totally innocent. And then the last one is Bob Herbert's column today, Oil and Blood. And it's kind of interesting because Herbert's column, having written what he wrote, Herbert would be considered a terrorist sympathizer by Tom Friedman, and they both write for the same newspaper. So that's kind of where the program's going to go tonight. Stick around for all or part of it. I hope you stick around for all of it, frankly. The first little item, though, I just saw this right before the program started. A survey of troops returning from the Iraq War found 30% had developed mental health problems 3 to 4 months after coming home. That's according to the Army's Surgeon General. That was released today. One out of three returning troops is coming home with mental health problems. The problems include anxiety, depression, nightmares, anger, and inability to concentrate. This is all according to Lieutenant General Kevin Kiley and other medical officials, military medical officials. And then a smaller group is diagnosed with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, as Associated Press reports, soldiers departing a war zone are typically given a health evaluation as they leave combat, but the Army is only now instituting a program for follow-up screenings 3 to 6 months later. You know why that is, don't you? The first troops that returned to Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the bases here in Georgia, there was a high incidence of troops coming home and murdering their wives or committing suicide. A pilot program for these follow-up screenings conducted on 1,000 U.S. soldiers returning from Iraq to Italy last year found a much greater incidence of mental health problems than expected. And, of course, anyone who's been in the military understands, especially people who have been in combat zone, the stress of seeing dead, mutilated bodies, feeling helpless to stop a violent situation. And according to this, in Iraq, soldiers who are truck drivers and convoy guards are developing mental health problems in greater numbers than other troops because they're constantly under threat of attack and they're not protected thanks to the Bush crime family. Now, the reason I bring this up and just about everything that we're talking about tonight is because none of this has to... This does not have to be the situation. Do you understand that? This doesn't have to be the situation. The only reason any of this is occurring is because of the madness of George Bush and the sickness of the neoconservatives out of the Project for a New American Century. The people who started talking about an invasion of Iraq in the late 90s. None of this has to happen. None of these deaths. None of this mental disease. Yeah. All right, stick around. We're going to get Simple Scotty out of the way as soon as we come back. I'm Mike Muller. This is Air America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Supersin. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Think Film invites you backstage to discover the funniest joke you've never heard.
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats.
Until now.
Guy goes into a talent agent's office, says, I have the greatest act in the world.
One joke.
And the agent goes, well, what do you people do?
100 comedians.
I come out in crotchless panties.
No holds barred.
Will you hear this?
Critics are unanimous. The Aristocrats is obscene, disgusting, vulgar, vile.
I'd like to see that action.
Might be the funniest movie you'll ever see.
It's pretty spectacular.
You'll laugh till it hurts, agrees Rolling Stone.
I hate the joke, although the premise is funny.
And if you've even heard of Pat Robertson, warns Vanity Fair. Bring a defibrillator.
Think about that for a second. I'll wait.
No nudity. No violence. Unspeakable obscenity.
He is completely covered with...
She blows a smoke ring out of her...
And then we all drop our jaws and take a huge...
The Aristocrats. Get in on the greatest dirty joke ever told. This film is not rated.
Woohoo!
Starts Friday, July 29th in select theaters.
Traviata planeta.
Chequeando el planeta.
Planet check.
Government sides with polluters and gives coal-burning power companies a break. Mercury is a toxic substance that comes out of coal-burning power plants. Frank O'Donnell from Clean Air Watch explains.
It settles in lakes, rivers, and oceans. Fish eat the mercury, and then people eat the fish. Then people ingest this poison into their systems.
The EPA was on track to set standards to require every plant to clean up within a few years, and there is technology available to make that happen.
But the companies went to the White House, they cried poor, they said, don't make us clean up, and the White House then ordered the EPA essentially to cut them a huge break.
In September, the Senate will vote on whether the Bush administration acted correctly or not. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video. To find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736. 1-800-992-5736. High higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, okay. 21 past the hour. Okay, let's do this simple Scotty briefing today. The reporters, of course, hit Scotty with questions about the long-awaited Cheney energy bill that, you know, too stupid to eat a pretzel, promised would reduce gas prices by reducing our dependence on foreign sources of energy. Right? How many times have you heard that? How many times, just on this program, have you heard Manor Monkey say, the best way to reduce prices at the pump is to pass my energy bill? Or, Congress needs to get an energy bill on my desk because we're too dependent on foreign sources of energy! Right? We've played the clips enough times, I'm sure you've got it memorized. God knows I do. That's what I have nightmares about, huh? So now that passage is more or less a fait accompli, suddenly Bush is backing off that claim? The reporters want to know why. Too bad all that Simple Scotty can do is repeat the same three or four phrases drilled into his head by Butterbutt the Turd Blossom. The reporter began, Scott, could you just give us a little something more on the energy bill? Passage is imminent. This is something 4 years in the making, right?
Yes, the president outlined a proposal early in his administration 4 years ago, as you pointed out. This is a piece of legislation that will put us on a path to reducing our dependence on foreign sources of energy. This legislation helps address the root causes of high energy prices.
Kind of tricksy with the language there, aren't you, Scotty? Sort of like when you all switch from talking about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to Saddam's weapon of mass destruction programs. Now, what's this? Cheney's energy crapola puts us only puts us on the path? Oh, I'm just playing, truth seeker. You know it. I don't believe a damn thing that comes out of this geek's mouth. So let's continue. Another reporter tries. This reporter says, is there anything in this bill, Scott, that will give Americans relief from the high gas prices, as the president has stated?
Well, Terry, we didn't get into this overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight. President has talked about that repeatedly. But what this does is it puts us on the path reducing our dependence on foreign sources of energy.
Yeah, I'd like to put you on a path, McClellan. Oh, Jesus. All right, so two sound bites, two references to the path. What do you want to bet you're going to hear that that word again here momentarily? You starting to get the picture? Another reporter here tries to get McClellan to just give them a straight answer, not parrot whatever talking points Turd Blossom the architect thrust in front of him. This one says, Scott, I might have missed it. I wasn't sure if I heard an answer. The energy bill that Congress is going to pass, will it decrease gasoline prices at the pump?
As I said, what Terry was asking was what impact this will have on people now. We didn't get into this overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight. The president talked about this. What this legislation will do is put us on the path to reducing our dependence on foreign sources of energy.
Put us on the path. This is fun. Let's play the game again and again and again and again and again, huh? Here comes one more. This reporter says, okay, Scott, can you give a simple answer that, yes, it will reduce gasoline prices?
I think you have to look at what has led us to this position today.
Yeah.
And go to the root causes of high energy prices.
Yeah.
Why we're in this position. We're in this position because we are dependent on foreign sources of energy.
Oh.
That's why this legislation is so important, because it will put us on the path to reducing our dependence on foreign sources of energy.
Oh, shut up!
The path. Foreign sources of energy put us on the path. Yeah, I can stand up here all day and play this game. They whack me up with all kinds of drugs before I come out of here.
All right, last one on the energy bill, because I can't take this anymore. This reporter says, but this is very interesting, Scott, because we've asked you many times what the president is doing to reduce gasoline prices. And you said, well, number one, Congress can pass an energy bill. The president has also made the same statement. Now I'm asking you a simple question. You jackass! Congress is about to pass an energy bill. Will the energy bill reduce prices as the president has promised?
It goes to address the root causes. We're not going to get out of this overnight. That's why we need to move forward on this legislation that will put us on our path to reducing foreign sources of energy. And that will go to address some of the root causes that have led to higher energy prices.
Oh, God, you son of a bitch. Oh, you dirty, rotten son of a bitch. Root causes, foreign sources of energy, the path. Root causes, foreign sources of energy, the path. We haven't gotten into this overnight. Root causes, foreign sources of energy, the path. Root causes, we haven't gotten into this overnight. Root causes, foreign sources of energy, we haven't gotten into this overnight, and the path. Root cause. It sounds like something you'd pick up at a Scientology meeting, doesn't it? Root causes, we haven't gotten into this overnight, foreign source of energy, the path. Root causes, we haven't gotten into this overnight, foreign source of energy, the path. Root causes, foreign source of energy, we haven't gotten into this overnight, the path. Quack, 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 quack. I'm going crazy!
We can build roads of ice that literally melt away when summer comes.
Scotty doesn't know.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Musicians, for the best gear and the best deals, there is only one choice. With over 100 stores nationwide, Guitar Center has the largest selection of musical instruments and equipment at the lowest prices, guaranteed. Guitars, amps and effects, keyboards, software, recording, pro audio, drums and percussion, DJ and lighting, and get this. Not only the best deals, check GuitarCenter.com for local store product seminars, artist clinics, and enter to win contests. Guitar Center, the musician's choice, the best gear, the best deals.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Supersin. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest Gap employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds. Special preview Sunday, August 7th at 11. Or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
Ready to win a new Honda Element SUV? Or how about a free mountain bike? Or check this out, college tuition, $20,000 worth. It's a free ride at CompUSA, with great giveaways and awesome back-to-school savings on all the sweetest technology. Come on, take a free ride now at CompUSA. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older with a valid U.S. driver's license. Game ends August 11th, see store for official rules.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to MyPC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use gotomypc to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try gotomypc.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's gotomypc.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and do you remember this?
All Americans need to watch what they say, watch what they do.
That was former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer talking about our guest on Friday's Morning Sedition. Mark Riley and I will be joined by a guy who's never watched what he says. Bill Maher will be here, and so will comedian Maria Bamford on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron on Air America Radio.
That fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, let's get the, it's 26 before the hour. Let's get this last simple Scotty out of the way today. This is from the briefing today. This is one about Bush giving the press corps the finger. If you watch the video, it's all over the internet. You can find it. Kathy and I got into a debate about this. We watched it two or three times, and Kathy says, no, he's just pointing upstairs. No. This is Bush giving the press corps the finger. And, I mean, it's such a class act, isn't it? But it's okay. It's okay. It's indicative of this juvenile, a toxic, dry-drunk personality that Bush walks around inside of 24-7. It's just amazing. Here's a guy who can commit tens of thousands of troops to a battle zone that he created. Here's a man that can order the deaths of God knows how many people, and he gives a finger to the press corps. It's just unbelievable. Calm down, Mike. You still have 2.5 hours to go on the program tonight. Okay, so the crack White House press corps has a question. The reporter says, Scott, last night on Tonight's Show, Jay Leno displayed a video of the president at the Capitol yesterday. In that video, the president walking away from the press, lifts his hand and raises a finger. Mr. Leno interpreted this as, shall we say, a finger of hostility. Each of our fingers has a special purpose and meaning in life. Can you tell us what finger it was he held up?
Ken, I'm not even going to dignify that with much of a response, but if someone's misportraying something, that's unfortunate. Go ahead.
It was not a finger of hostility?
Ken, I was there with him, and I'm not going to dignify that with a response. I mean, I haven't seen the video that you're talking about, but I know the way the president acts, and...
You know the way the president acts, you cracker-faced quacker. Oh, God. And of course, there's no doubt. Bush is such a juvenile punk. Remember I'm sure you've seen the video of when he was governor, his first term, and he gives a finger. He's waiting for the press to get ready to do some kind of a conference or a speech he was giving from the Texas State House. And he gives a finger to everybody, just blatantly, you know. Oh, that's so fun, isn't it? That's such fun, George. Huh? You give the finger every day to the people you're blowing to pieces in Iraq, don't you? You comical jackass. Huh? Don't you, George? You giving the whole world the finger. Where it concerns global warming, give them the finger. Where it concerns energy, give them the finger. Where it concerns war and death and destruction, give them the finger. Punk. Absolute punk. How can anybody have any respect for this jackass whatsoever? Oh, by the way, the State Department issued a statement today and said that John Bolton, Bush's nominee for UN ambassador, mistakenly told Congress he had not been interviewed or testified in any investigation over the past 5 years. Oh, you see, Bolton was interviewed as part of an investigation about, you know, Iraqi attempts to buy nuclear materials from Niger. You know, that Valerie Plame thing. So now the State Department says he mistakenly told Congress, no, that's perjury. He was under oath. He raised his murderous right hand. This mustached freak committed perjury. Now, what are you going to do about it, huh?
Well, it depends on what the definition of the word is.
Let's revisit that, huh?
I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
You didn't? Well, we're going to impeach anyway. So John Bolton committed perjury. Well, Jesus, every Democrat in the Senate then should confirm him. This is what the halfwits in the Democratic Party do. Ah, we think John Bolton is a lying son of a bitch, but we'll confirm him because, well, you know. We're saving our power for something really important that comes along, like, a Supreme Court nominee. God, I hate being a Democrat. I just hate being a Democrat sometimes. So there you have it. That's, just crossed the wire, as far as I know. They release stuff like this, see, late at night. Let's see how the mainstream media treats it tomorrow, huh? You want to? Let's see how the mainstream media treats it. John Bolton committed perjury. The son of a bitch was sworn in, wasn't he? When you testify before a legitimate Republican-sponsored committee hearing on Capitol Hill, don't they tell you to raise your right hand, take the oath? So help you Jesus or Bush or somebody, right, right, right? Didn't he do that? Didn't Bolton do that?
So help me. I swear to tell the truth. Uh-huh. Except in certain areas, I'm not going to tell the truth. But that's all right, because I know that you Republicans on that committee will cover my worthless ass. I know you will. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Every single person in the Bush crime family is a liar. Are you getting that now? You lurkers, you Republican lurkers who come to this... to this program and you know, oh, what are they talking about? Doesn't even penetrate your thick skulls? Huh? John Roberts, the guy who's been nominated by Bush for the Supreme Court, says he doesn't, I'm not a member of the Federalist Society, I have no recollection of that, and he's on the leadership committee! Every one of them lies. Every single member of the Bush crime family. So, what do you think the Democrats are going to do? Eh? What do you think you're going to do? Well, they're going to confirm John Roberts because he is he's a wonderful choice for Supreme Court. Yes, he is. And the leaders of the Democratic Party, who would that be? I'll bet it's somebody like Hillary Clinton, right? They don't want to be perceived as, you know, being liberals or leftists. And besides, Hillary has a run for the White House coming up very soon, so... You know. New York Times columnist Tom Friedman now. Here we go. Back to the future, right? Most of us are not old enough to remember the McCarthy days. I do have a very dim memory of coming home from school when I was in elementary school. And we had only gotten a television recently. It was a Philco. Like one of those little 9-inch screens. Remember those? And every afternoon about 3 o'clock, they would start broadcasting. They'd come on with what was called the test pattern and tone. Do y'all remember this? I know some of you old farts remember this, right? But about 3 o'clock, they'd put this test pattern up. I could never figure out what that was all about. And then they'd go, beep. Yeah, it'd drive you crazy. And then they would start the broadcasting, that day's broadcasting, what, about 3:30, I guess? And then end around 10 o'clock at night. And that was television back then. And I can remember coming home from, so I guess this is what, the early 50s? Early 50s? Coming home from elementary school, you know, skipping it. We lived in a 3-story walk-up, little tiny apartment that my parents moved into during World War II because there was no housing. Actually, it was a converted attic. It was really small. You had to step out on the back porch to change your mind. It was so small. But I would come up there, and I would just want to come home and turn on the radio so I could hear the Lone Ranger, who came on at 4:15, and I think The Shadow came on, and Superman. There was a whole series of 15-minute radio adventure. I'm just drifting off. I know, Kathy. I'm sorry. Kathy is looking at me saying, get to the point!
No, I'm just waiting for you to pluck your magic twanger.
Froggy. Where was I? So this one day I came home, and my mother is sitting, instead of doing what mothers did in the 50s, my mother, when she wasn't waiting tables in the evening, she had a job as a waitress, had to support us all, but she, during the day she, you know, took care of the attic apartment that we lived in, did the ironing and everything. She'd iron my dad's shirts, and she was not ironing, which was unusual, because this was an ironing day. And she was sitting in the living room with this little 9-inch Philco, and she was staring at it, and I walked out, and I remember her telling me it was hearings about communists had infiltrated the United States Army, according to the psychopath from Wisconsin, Senator Joe McCarthy. All right. That's a long way around of saying, I understand, Kathy, I know. Kathy's looking at me like, Jesus, will you get to the point? Those are the bad old days, the blacklists. And back in the 40s, late 40s was even worse, you know, with the artists and the writers and the screenwriters and the directors and the Broadway producers and the actors and the poets and, you know, all these people that were put on lists. And then in the 60s, in the bad old days of Nixon, here it comes again, the Nixon's enemy list. And all the people that wind up on lists. And here's Tom Friedman, who should know better, except when you stop and consider. He's the CIA's man at the New York Times, one of the CIA people at the New York Times. It's not such a surprise. But here's Tom Friedman suggesting that the Bush crime family create lists. Of whom? I'll tell you in a minute.
My mind to an endless tomb, and they took my only son from me. I know it's true. Oh, so true, 'cause I saw it on TV.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more SuperSend. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Families is where our nation finds hope. Where wings take dream.
Let your wings take dream. Or something like that. Cheap laugh at Bush's expense. Subscribe to Humor Times. Hilarious political cartoons, as well as humor columns and non-political panels, makes a great gift. The gift of laughter.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Go to HumorTimes.com.
Where wings take dream.
That's HumorTimes.com. Or call 866-452-4958. Don't miss out on the fun.
If you're still driving or flying to get to your meetings, I'm here to tell you something. You're nuts. Because with GoToMeetings web conferencing, you can have productive meetings with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and have people meet you online during your conference call. They'll see your desktop on their computer screen. So, present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you were all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy. All you need is internet access, no additional software is required, and it's affordable. For one low monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you need with people all over the world. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Hi, is this Geico Auto Insurance?
Yes, it is. May I help you?
All right, help me out here. I understand that you could save me $200, $300, $400 on car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's the catch?
Catch?
Yeah, you know, what am I giving up to save all that money? It's got to be a catch, right?
Oh, no, absolutely nothing. At Geico, we're known for our service.
Right.
You know, in fact, our customer satisfaction stands at 97%.
Well, I've heard that, but work with me here. Now, what am I giving up? You thought of something, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't have a secretary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when you call, you talk directly to a car insurance specialist.
Okay, so you don't have a secretary.
Yeah.
That's it, huh? Okay, I can live with that.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Danger comes with lots of warning, right? Not when it comes to your eyes. The leading cause of serious eyesight loss in adults is macular degeneration. It's not something that announces itself. It just progresses and ends with a partial loss of sight. What can you do? See an optometrist regularly. They're like early warning systems for your eyes.
Your eyes deserve an optometrist.
We want to work cooperatively with these countries in their efforts to reduce greenhouse emissions.
Tom Friedman, in his call for an enemies list, says the list should include those people whom he calls excuse makers. Those are people who, like you, like me, who see a cause and effect relationship between these illegal wars and acts of terror by Bush, and the response from people who fight back the way they think will be effective. And that is strapping death to their bodies and taking out innocent people and dying themselves. This whole thing is insane. But Friedman is urging the U.S. government to create these lists of people who use condemned political speech. He says the State Department, in order to what he calls shine a spotlight on hate speech wherever it appears, should create a quarterly War of Ideas report, which would focus on those religious readers and writers who are inciting violence against others. Now, what is inciting violence against others? Here's what Friedman says. After every major terrorist incident, the excuse makers come out to tell us why imperialism or Zionism or colonialism or Iraq explains why the terrorists acted. These excuse makers are just one notch less despicable than the terrorists and also deserve to be exposed. Excuse makers, one notch less despicable. Now, that despicable idea, that's been batted around. FAIR.org did some research and discovered that Bill O'Reilly, on his punk-ass radio program, made a chilling call for the criminalization of war opponents. Here's what O'Reilly said. You must know the difference between dissent from the Iraq war and the war on terror and undermining it. And any American that undermines that war with our soldiers in the field is a traitor. Everybody got it? Dissent, fine. Undermining, you're a traitor. Got it? So all those clowns over at the Liberal Radio Network, we could incarcerate them immediately. We have that done, please. Send over the FBI and just put them in chains because they, you know, they're undermining everything and they don't care. Couldn't care less. So this jackass calls for the arrest of Air America radio hosts and says that we, Randy Rhodes, Al Franken, Janine, Sam, Mark and Mark, even Springer, Rachel, everybody on this network are undermining the war, and that such undermining is treason. Jesus, God, these people are just sick. They're just sick. They're just out of their minds. Dissent from no less than an eminent person than Thomas Friedman. Now, I wonder if Friedman advocates the arrest, or not the arrest, but the noting or the list inclusion of his colleague at the Times, Bob Herbert, who just happens to be one of the best columnists in the history of the New York Times. Herbert just today said it is now generally understood that the U.S.-led war in Iraq has become a debacle. He goes on and says the Bush administration has no plans to bring the troops home from this misguided war, which has taken a fearful toll in lives and injuries, while at the same time weakening the military, damaging the international reputation of the United States, serving as a world-class recruiting tool for terrorist groups, and blowing a hole the size of Baghdad in Washington's budget. Ooh, Bob, Tom Friedman is going to have your ass arrested. No, that'd be O'Reilly will have you arrested. Herbert then goes on to say, the whole point of the war, it seems, was to establish a long-term military presence in Iraq to ensure American domination of the Middle East and its precious oil reserves. And then the last two sentences of Herbert's column today, there is no real withdrawal plan. The fighting and the dying will continue indefinitely. So according to Tom Friedman, according to Bill O'Reilly, according to these neo-Nazis, I guess, neo-fascists, I don't know. Friedman, are you a neo-fascist? But my God, you're Jewish. Huh? Are you a Jewish neo-Nazi? Are you? Oh, my God. But you are calling for the people at Air America, not specifically like Bill O'Reilly, but in your comments that anyone... What do you call us? Excuse makers? Because we show a cause and effect? Ah, Mr. Friedman. Ah, Mr. Friedman. Shame on you. Shame on you, you little Nazi goose-stepping punk.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
2 days ago, I was in L.A. for a joint speaking appearance with Oliver Stone. The event was billed as a conversation between us. Hours before the gig, Stone asked if I would cook up our first discussion point. So I thought about what we've been working on recently. Stone's new film is about 9/11, specifically about the rescue of two transit cops caught in the rubble. And I've been obsessing about the Karl Rove scandal. Does anything connect the two? Actually, there's an overlapping theme. In the Rove scandal, we have an administration undercutting a CIA officer who has spent years trying to protect the nation from real WMD threats. And since 9/11, this same administration has underfunded first responders by billions of dollars. So the self-proclaimed patriots at the top are screwing the real patriots at the bottom. And that ain't no conspiracy theory. For more from the Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Supercend. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Hot summer weather can wreak havoc on a car's starting and charging system. So beat the heat. Get to AutoZone right now. The pros at AutoZone can test your car's starting and charging system for free. And AutoZone is the only place to find Duralast starters, alternators, and batteries. Parts that are built to last, even under the toughest conditions. So don't let hot weather leave you stranded this summer. Just get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
For just 46 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered every business day. That's just 46 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. The Journal delivers the useful information you need to save time and money. Call now and save 50% off the Journal's regular rate for new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only. Call 800-220-8833. That's 800-220-8833 for the Wall Street Journal.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. An environmental group says beach closings and advisories due to pollution have soared to a new record for the second year in a row. The Natural Resources Defense Council says in the annual report, the number of closings and advisories has jumped 9% from last year's record. And over the past 15 years, it's gone from 2,500 to nearly 20,000. The group credits better monitoring for a large part of that increase. NRDC Clean Water Project, or answer, Nancy Stoner says that's the good news, but She says the bad news is they are finding more pollution, most of it from sewage overflow and storm runoff. Stoner says environmental regulators should identify the sources and then clean up the water rather than putting out advisories and closing the beaches, but she says politicians too often side with the polluters. An Army mechanic has been found not guilty on a charge of desertion, but was convicted on a lesser charge. The verdict came after a court-martial at Fort Stewart in Georgia for Sergeant Kevin Benderman. He had skipped his unit's deployment to Iraq as he tried to get a discharge as a conscientious objector. Benderman faces a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison on the lesser charge. A judge is now considering that. During his sentencing phase, Benderman says he's not against soldiers. He said he wants everyone to be home and safe and raising their families. His attorney had suggested earlier Benderman thought he'd been excused from deploying. That's why he didn't go. But a military prosecutor says Benderman just wanted to avoid a dangerous mission. NASA is not yet giving Discovery a clean bill of health, but officials say things look pretty good so far. They continue to look for possible damage from debris during Tuesday's liftoff. The flight operations manager says the foam that came off the fuel tank missed the shuttle, but future shuttle flights are grounded until the problem can be fixed. Meanwhile, the astronauts from Discovery have been given a tour of their temporary new home, the International Space Station. Discovery docked with the space station today, the first time in nearly 3 years a shuttle has been hooked up with it. Britain's biggest police operation since World War II, very much in evidence on the streets of London and on British trains. Transport police say their biggest ever deployment of officers patrolling the country's rail network. Nine more men arrested today in connection with last week's failed attacks. The arrests follow a significant breakthrough yesterday when officers stormed a building in Birmingham. They used a stun gun to arrest a Somali man suspected of being one of the four men behind the botched attacks in London last Thursday. Yassin Hassan Omar was taken to a high-security police station in London. And George Bush will not pay the Boy Scouts a visit at their national jamboree today. He was supposed to speak last night but had to cancel because of the strong storms. Bush is expected to talk to the scouts on Sunday. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
You know you need life insurance. Now you can get it in just 10 minutes with no medical exam, no long forms. Just call the American Life Insurance Company of New York. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-496-4500. That's 1-866-496-4500. Contains limitations not available in all states. Based in New York City, American Life issues term life under form number ALNYSELO3 or state variation.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Randy Rhodes.
Now, with Richard Nixon, we had to ask, what did the president know and when did he know it? And with Bush, you have to ask, when did he plug his ears and how long did he leave them plugged? You have to ask, how much of the obvious will he admit is true? And when will he do that? You have to ask, how many messengers did he kill and how many did he say
were with the terrorists?
And how many times will we be attacked during the investigation?
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
We didn't know about this in the White House.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows.
I'm looking forward to listening to you.
We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
Spend every day gathering information.
Visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I look forward to their words.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
About 6 and a half past the hour. Dorothy in Brooklyn sent me an email. She said, I heard you quoting Tom Friedman about excuses. That's the new soundbite. Excuses for terrorism. Condoleezza Rice said it tonight in answer to a question from Jim Lehrer on the PBS NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. Lehrer asked her about the claim that the war in Iraq made us less safe and caused more recruitment of terrorists, and she replied that she was tired of hearing excuses for terrorists. Thanks, Dorothy. There's more of the email, but they get on the same page immediately. This is where the liberals, this is where the Democrats failed miserably over the past 30 years. We could never get on the same page. Hell, we can't even get in the same room together, much less the same page. But you have to wonder, you know, Friedman comes out last Thursday. Was it Thursday? Last Thursday or Friday? With a column about he's tired of the excuse makers and the government should make lists. And Condoleezza Rice comes out tonight using the same terminology. Tom Friedman is the CIA man at the New York Times. One of them. Judith Miller is one of the other ones. There are several. There are several at the New York Times. There are several at the Washington Post. But Friedman, you must be out of your mind. Lists? I'm sure Friedman was on a Nixon list. You know, what did Nixon have to say about those nasty Jews? Tom, don't you remember? Don't you remember Billy Graham and Dick Nixon? And Nixon's Nazis, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, sitting around talking about the Jews? Don't you remember that, Friedman? Oh, my God. I just don't get it. Mr. Friedman, there was a German theologian named Martin Niemöller. You ought to go check his famous quotation and Hannah Arendt's remarks about the banality of evil. The other item that caught my attention today, Paul Sperry, who is a Hoover Institute Media Fellow. He's the author of a book called Infiltration, How Muslim Spies and Subversives Have Penetrated Washington. Doesn't that sound McCarthyite? This guy, the title of his op-ed piece today, When the Profile Fits the Crime, he says, in response to the serial subway bombings in London, Mayor Michael Bloomberg in New York prudently ordered the police to start searching the bags of New York subway riders. But there would be absolutely no profiling, Mr. Bloomberg vowed. The police will select one out of every five passengers to search, and they would do so at random without regard for race or religion. In that case, Paul Sperry writes, the security move is doomed to fail. He says, young Muslim men bombed the London Tube, and young Muslim men attacked New York with planes in 2001. From everything we know about the terrorists who may be taking aim at our transportation system, they are most likely to be young Muslim men. Unfortunately, however, this demographic group won't be profiled. Instead, the authorities will be stopping Girl Scouts and grannies in a procedure that has more to do with demonstrating tolerance than with protecting citizens from terrorism. Critics protest that profiling is prejudicial. In fact, it's based on statistics. Insurance companies profile policyholders based on probability of risk. That's just smart business. Likewise, profiling passengers based on proven security risk is just smart law enforcement. And it goes on. But you hear what he's saying? He says the authorities will be stopping Girl Scouts. I don't think so. But on the other hand, well, before I get to the other hand, how do you determine whether or not someone's a Muslim? Okay, you're there to provide security for the New York subway riders, and you're stopping people who fit the profile of young Muslim men. Now, how do you do that? How do you tell the difference just by looking between anybody from a Mediterranean country, whether it's Israel, Italy, Morocco, Spain, the south of France, Greece, Turkey? How do you tell? Muslim? How do you identify a Muslim by looking at them? How do you identify a Hindu? Okay, the Sikhs wear the turbans. How do you identify a Catholic, a Jew, a Lutheran by looking at them? But the Hoover Institute, which is the granddaddy of all these right-wing think tanks, has their media fellow, this guy, Paul Sperry, toss it out there. Okay, now, ready for the other hand. On the other hand, let's have a fantasy country, not that these countries don't exist, but let's make one up, where everybody is dark-skinned. Dark-skinned, real dark-skinned. And all of a sudden you have a people who want to, I don't know, commit acts of terror in this country that is run by dark-skinned people. And the bombers are all Caucasian. Every bomber that's caught or suspected is Caucasian. So the authorities in this dark-skinned country say, okay, we're going to start checking people who get on our subway systems and are wearing backpacks, and all we're going to check are white people, Caucasians. Is that profiling? You get the point. And I toss that out as a question. As soon as I get to the point of taking calls, if you want to answer that one, go ahead. And then the last thing here was the column written by Chaim Watzman, When You Have to Shoot First. He writes, Western democracies are supposed to defend the individual against the power of the state. For this reason, democratic governments place strict limits on the use of force by their agents, their executives, their judges, members of the military, and law enforcement officers. When someone dies at the hands of one of these agents, citizens are justified in asking, did the killer abide by the law? Were his motives pure? Was death really the only choice? All too often the answer to these questions is no. A terrible thing happened in London last Friday, Mr. Watzman writes. On his way to work, Jean-Charles de Menezes, a 27-year-old Brazilian electrician, was chased down by suspicious police officers. When he tripped and fell, the officers asked no questions and gave him no warning. They fell on him. One of them fired 8 bullets point blank into his head, and that was that. Mr. Menezes, I guess that's the way you pronounce it, had hurt no one. The police saw a man wearing a long coat, out of place, on a hot summer day, jumping over a turnstile, running for a crowded subway train. He did not stop when he had been ordered to do so. Just 2 weeks before the killing, 4 suicide bombers had blown themselves up on subway trains and buses in London. Just days before, there were all the signs of another coordinated attack, and the police had reason to believe the bombers were still at large. The long coat on a summer's day was just the sort of telltale clue that the police had been told to look out for. A number of suicide bombers in recent years have used such coats to conceal the belt of explosives strapped around their waist. What's more, the police acted under express orders to shoot in the head someone they thought was about to commit a suicide bombing. You see, suicide charges are usually built to be set off with the flick of the bomber's finger. The terrorist can be disabled flat on the ground and surrounded by heavily armed men and still blow up everything around him. So the officer who killed Mr. Menezes did a horrible thing. But he also did the right thing. One of the tragedies of this age of suicide bombers is that the right thing to do is sometimes a horrible thing. Remember, Mr. Watzman writes, there's an essential distinction between us and the suicide bombers. The suicide bombers perpetrate gratuitous horrors. We do terrible things only when it's necessary to prevent something even worse from happening. Really? The essential distinction between us and suicide bombers, they perpetrate gratuitous horrors? And we don't, Mr. Watzman? We didn't attack
another country? We didn't bomb the Christ out of it? We haven't killed 100,000 people? Okay, 25,000, 50,000? We haven't murdered children? We haven't committed acts of terror? Tell me again, Mr. Watchman, what's the essential distinction between us and the bombers? Oh, that's right. They perpetrate gratuitous horrors. We do terrible things only when it's necessary to prevent something even worse from happening. Mr. Watchman, what was about to happen in this country that was worse than the bombing of Iraq?
I never broke your law. My father was a soldier. He told me what it's like. I'm trying to be so loyal. I'm watching what I say. I'm staying with the program.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sandra Oh was just wonderful in that film, at least so I heard.
Yeah, she was great.
How do you know?
I own that film. It deserved the buzz it got at Sundance. Incredible.
Did you download it from the internet or get a hot copy on Canal Street?
No, I'm a Film Movement member.
Film Movement?
Yeah, I joined Film Movement on the internet. For the cost of a movie ticket and popcorn, they send me a great new independent or foreign film on DVD every month.
How long do you get to keep it before you return it?
Forever, I own it.
You own it? No late fees?
None. Film Movement is like a book of the month club, but with great films, selected by a renowned board of curators from the world's top festivals like Cannes, Sundance, and Venice.
Film Movement?
Yeah, Film Movement.
Okay, but let me tell you about this incredible Moroccan film that I saw in this little theater in Boston.
I own it.
Let me guess, Film Movement.
Well, yeah.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. That's the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now at FilmMovement.com and receive a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts, plus 20% off your order. Join today.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to MyPC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii, or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Abierto planeta.
Chequeando el planeta.
Planet check.
Government sides with polluters and gives coal-burning power companies a break. Mercury is a toxic substance that comes out of coal-burning power plants. Frank O'Donnell from Clean Air Watch explains.
It settles in lakes, rivers, and oceans.
fish eat the mercury and then people eat the fish, then people ingest this poison into their systems.
The EPA was on track to set standards to require every plant to clean up within a few years, and there is technology available to make that happen.
But the companies went to the White House, they cried poor, they said, don't make us clean up, and the White House then ordered the EPA essentially to cut them a huge break.
In September, the Senate will vote on whether the Bush administration acted correctly or not. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-one past the hour. One of our listeners, Acor, just sent me an article from the today's edition of The Guardian of the UK, and the headline is the Brazilian, the guy who the police shot, was not wearing a bulky jacket. It says he was not wearing a heavy jacket that might have concealed a bomb, and he did not jump the ticket barrier when challenged by armed plainclothes police. His cousin said yesterday, speaking at a press conference after a meeting with the Metropolitan Police, the cousin said the first reports of how her 27-year-old cousin had come to be killed in a mistake for a suicide bomber on Friday were wrong. She went on to say he used a travel card, he had no bulky jacket, he was wearing a jeans jacket, and even if he was wearing a bulky jacket, that wouldn't be an excuse to kill him. With the cousin was Gareth Pierce, the family's attorney in London, Bianca Jagger, the anti-Iraq war campaigner, and it goes on. So maybe Mr. Watsman, who wrote this column for the New York Times this morning, did not have all of his facts correct, huh? Okay. It's 22 past the hour. Let's take some phone calls. We're at 866-303-2270. Don is calling from Minneapolis. Don, welcome to the program. Hey, Don.
Do-de-do-do-do-de-do.
All right, let's put Don on hold. And we'll come back to Don in a second. Let's see if we can... we may be having a problem with the phones here. Let's check. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, this fatal shooting by of this unarmed, completely innocent Brazilian man by police, and on this by the London police, I mean... On this whole subject, first of all, I find it very interesting that now the facts are all of a sudden changing. I heard he was wearing a coat. Now I hear today from you that he was actually wearing jeans.
A jean jacket. Yeah, a jeans jacket, according to his cousin, who held a press conference in London today.
Okay, well, this fatal shooting, and also when you look at this new police searching policy of the New York City Police, under Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York, which is obviously an arbitrary and capricious and unconstitutional police search. I mean, it's one thing to have a reasonable suspicion to search somebody or probable cause, as the Constitution says, but to just search somebody randomly for no reason. Well, both of these incidents are actually part of a larger pattern and part of a bigger picture. And what they are to me are examples of how our freedoms, our precious freedoms, and our civil liberties are being assaulted and killed under the guise of fighting terrorism. Notice I say under the guise of fighting terrorism. A lot of these things have nothing to do with fighting terrorism.
Right.
In fact, even the police searches, you have a gentleman by the name of Eric Adams, who is head of a law enforcement group of 100 blacks in law enforcement, I think is the name of the group. Even he's come out against this police search policy of New York City and has called it ineffective. And indeed it is. It's like searching for a needle in a haystack to me. But what you do is instead of searching every haystack, you search every other haystack. There's like, he said there's something like a million subway riders and they're only going to be searching, they're only going to be searching a small percentage, maybe 1% at the most, is all they have enough police manpower to actually even search. And what are they going to do? They come to a situation like this. Are they going to shoot somebody in the head just based on suspicion, too? You know, there was a case that was actually in 1985, a U.S. Supreme Court case, where there was a robbery suspect, and the police shot him in the head to prevent him from escaping. And a very conservative justice on the U.S. Supreme Court at the time, Byron White, said a police officer may not seize an unarmed, non-dangerous suspect by shooting him dead. And this is really the bottom line. You can't, when somebody, even if the police suspected this Brazilian man of committing a crime, the idea that they would shoot first and ask questions later, I mean, this whole policy, and like I say, it's part of a bigger picture and a bigger pattern, where ever since 9-1-1, various political leaders, both in America and in England and elsewhere, to me, what they've been trying to do is opportunistically and cynically exploit our fears about terrorism for their own political purposes, and also just what they've been trying to do is scare us out of our fundamental freedoms and civil liberties.
Yeah, I think they're succeeding.
But we progressives cannot let that happen.
I know.
We have to speak up, and we cannot start to agree with the Thomas Friedmans of the world. I mean, you remember that famous quote by Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah.
They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a break here, Jerry. Thanks. I'll have a comment on what you said after the break. Thanks for checking in, pal. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are there any queers in the theater tonight? Get them up against the wall. Now there's one in the spotlight. He don't look right to me. Get him up against the wall. And that one's a cool. Put it on his prefab into the room. There's one smoking a joint and another with spots. If I had my way, I'd have all that
stuff. Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. By nominating John Roberts to the Supreme Court, the White House thought it could pull another fast one on the American people. After all, Roberts can at least pass as a moderate. But real questions have emerged about his record on human rights, abortion, big business, and the environment. Republicans have gotten worried and started saying that Roberts should blow off serious questions that will come up during confirmation hearings. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch even compared John Roberts to Jesus, saying that questioning Roberts is like, quote-unquote, trying to undermine Jesus Christ. But Democratic senators should not back down. They should insist on complete answers from Roberts. They should demand internal documents that spell out Roberts' own views on issues like abortion and human rights. Let's put the pressure on Roberts to prove he can do a fair job. To read more on the Roberts nomination, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. 700-5437. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
If you're still driving or flying to get to your meetings, I'm here to tell you something. You're nuts! Because with GoToMeetings web conferencing, you can have productive meetings with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and have people meet you online during your conference call. They'll see your desktop on their computer screen. So, present, demonstrate, or collaborate, just like you were all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy. All you need is internet access, no additional software is required, and it's affordable. For one low monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you need with people all over the world. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? A recent USA Today article states some of the sharpest minds on Wall Street are betting you'll make more money in metals than Microsoft in the next few years. The facts are, gold has given investors a 4-to-1 return over stocks in the last few years. Some experts predict it could more than double, even triple in price from today's value. Blanchard & Company, America's largest retail dealer in gold and precious metals, wants to help you start protecting and growing your savings with this special limited-time offer. Gold, American Eagle coins at only 1% above cost. Once you experience how easy and profitable gold investing can be, you'll work with Blanchard to build an even stronger protection against stock market uncertainty. In addition, Blanchard will buy back your gold at any time you want to sell. Call 800-480-7790 and buy gold American Eagles at 1% over cost. 800-480-7790. Don't miss out. Call 800-480-7790. 7790.
This is Steve Earle inviting you to join the revolution as we enlist musicians, authors, actors, and anyone else that isn't afraid to be heard on this Pinko Radio Network and find out what they've been listening to. This week's guest on the revolution starts now is Air America's own David Bender.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Your host for a Piance Brian's Future, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. Regarding what Jerry was saying, the larger issue, and I put this in my little mini blog at Air America, Air America's homepage today, the larger issue here is how this country came to this point in our history to begin with, where we're actually debating the process, although it's the British police, London police way of doing business in this age of potential suicide bomber, immediate shots to the head, kill the person immediately. Immediately, you know, we're discussing that. We're also discussing a racial profiling, and or religious profiling, or some sort of profiling. And the larger issue is how we came to this point in our history to begin with. How did we arrive at a time when summary police executions on the street or in a train are a distinct possibility? How did we get here? How did we arrive at a time when religious profiling, if such a thing is possible, may be necessary to stop a terrorist act that could result in thousands of deaths? Huh? How did we get here? You know the answer. The answer is the actions of George Bush. He's put every single American, as well as the citizens of other countries, at incalculable risk with his acts of unprovoked terror, his acts of unjustified war. Now, he said repeatedly, although this is not exactly what the Constitution calls for, but he says his primary job is to protect the American people. Is he? His primary job, in fact, is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Is he doing that? If not, is that not impeachable? Never mind, it's just a rhetorical question. You know, when Friedman, Tom Friedman of the New York Times doesn't like to talk about his warped perception of cause and effect, okay, fine, Tom, go ahead. You can talk about the necessity of perhaps putting together a watch list for the excuse makers, and then the rest of us common folk, a week later, can hear Condoleezza Rice using the same terminology on the News Hour with Jim Lehrer. Coincidence? Who knows? Who cares? But excuse makers? Is that what we are when we say, look, how did we get to this point? How did the Brits get to this point? The Brits have had a lot more experience with bombing because of the IRA. How many? What did I hear today? Over a 30-year period, hundreds and hundreds of English or British citizens were blown to pieces in the terrorist bombings perpetrated by the IRA. And why did the IRA do that? Because in an act of massive cynicism, the British divided Ireland and said, well, this part will be Catholic, this part will be Protestant, and this part, we will, Protestant part, we will put our troops up here. What are the Israelis doing where it concerns the occupied territories? What is America doing where it concerns Iraq? What are the Chinese doing where it concerns Tibet? What are the Indians doing, the Hindu, the South Asian Indians doing where it concerns Kashmir? It just goes on and on and on. But George Bush has brought terror, the potential, the possibility of terror, the probability of terror, the probability of explosions and bombs and death and destruction to this country by his acts in the Middle East. But Tom Friedman says that the idea of cause and effect is not to be considered. Tom Friedman is beginning to remind me of John Ashcroft. If you question what we're doing, you're aiding and abetting the terrorists. So when it comes to profiling, okay, What are we supposed to do here? I would ask my friend Jerry, who called in from Long Island, what do you do now if you're riding the Long Island Railway or the subway in New York City, and a man sits down next to you who looks like the photos that we all see on television of the Islamist bombers, and this man sits down next to you, and according to the writer in the Times today, a Watsman, Not Watchman, the other guy, the guy from the Brookings Institute, the ones that we, I guess he means white people or Americans or non-Arabic or not, I'm not sure. The ones we should really be suspicious of are the ones that wear bulky coats and smell like rose water, flower water, F-L-O-W-E-R, because it's understood, I guess, that when the bombers are preparing to go to paradise, they clean themselves, they shave their beards, they may shave their heads, and they douse themselves with flower water. So, Jerry, my question to you then is, what do you do if you're riding the LI Railroad and or the New York subway, and a man who fits that description sits down next to you? What do you do? Now, the people who advocate profiling, like the man from the Hudson Institute, says that person who sits down next to you, Jerry, should never get on the train to begin with. He should be racially or religiously profiled out of the subway system, maybe even jailed until he can prove himself innocent. You see what Bush has brought to us? This is astonishing. It's unbelievable. Now, the rest of the world has dealt with this for a long time. The Brits, the Israelis, the French, the Germans, the Italians, terrorists. Remember the Bader-Meinhof gang, the Algerian independence movement, the Palestinians fighting to throw off the occupation, the Irish, the Catholics demanding that the British get the hell out of. You know, other parts of the world have had experience with this. We haven't. So what do we do, Jerry? What do we do? You see the, what's it called, a Hobson's choice that Bush has handed us? This is wrong if we choose this. This is even more wrong if we choose that. But if we go back and choose this, if we don't choose this, we may get blown to pieces. If we do choose it, we may give up what our Constitution has given us since 1789. You see what Bush has done? Unbelievable. Eric wrote in, he said, "Hi Mike, how the hell do the original stories about this guy in England just happen to be slanted 100% to support the police? We hear about the police, but not that they were plain clothes. We hear bulky jacket, not true. We hear wires hanging from his jacket, not true. We hear jumping turnstiles, not true. What kind of journalists put this stuff out? What kind of people feed them this kind of disinformation? I don't believe anyone in the government about anything anymore," Eric writes. Roy is calling from New York. Roy, welcome to the program.
Real upset, honestly, tonight. This Welsh people would just wake up and smell the rose water, honestly, because I checked out this thing in the London bombings, and I don't know if you brought this up earlier, or so other viewer brought this up, or listener, that there was subway war games going on, the same exact thing that was going. The chances of that happening is really not too good. I mean,
I hear you.
And then Giuliani, not to put a tinfoil hat on my head, which I do anyway, but going, I can't believe I was here. He's like half a block away. Again.
Right.
What's that?
I don't know.
I mean, what would you say?
I don't know.
And here's the other thing, Mike. What about these poor guys? Now, I know you can't tell by looking at a picture, but my parents are deaf, and I'm a good guy. This guy taught retarded kids. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I don't care what people say to me. I just don't see him doing it. They find all their clothes, like just perfect, like Otis, thing fly, coming down from the World Trade Center, just perfect. Their clothes are not destroyed. These are bombs. How did they get that?
I don't know.
So what if the whole thing is just, a scheme? I mean, what if this whole thing is just fake? I mean, if they lied about this Brazilian guy, why not the whole thing? Like, if Bush could lie about the war, why not 9/11? What's stopping everybody from saying that? I'm sick of this.
Oh, I don't think everybody is not saying it.
I know.
We've certainly been saying it on this program, even before this program was on this network. We were talking about that.
Right.
And so are other Peter Werbe, my colleague who works in Detroit. Randy Rhodes has brought it up. A lot of people have brought this up. So-called liberal talk show hosts.
Right.
have brought this up. But I understand what you're saying. Mainstream media is not talking about it.
Right. Al Franken isn't either. No, no offense, Al.
Well, no, I don't think he is.
No, no.
So it's, but that's, of course, that's what makes this network entertaining.
Yeah, no, I granted.
Not all of us are on the same page.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Hold on. I'll come right back. You hold on a second, Roy. Let me do a break. We'll come right back.
Working for something that I can't touch and sometimes can't even believe in. Oh, oh. Cradled by the hands of faith, the faith that sometimes wraps around too tight, so tight. They call me free.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Not that I'm a film snob, it's just that I like intelligent personal films that have unique points of view.
Are you saying there's nothing in the multiplex that interests you?
Find me a multiplex that runs the winners from Sundance or Cannes, and I'll let you know.
Who gets to see those foreign and independent films anyway?
I do. I joined Film Movement.
Film Movement?
It's the DVD of the Month Club for independent and foreign films. I subscribed, and Film Movement sends me an incredible new film every month to own. Their curators select movies from the world's top festivals.
How do you join Film Movement?
I signed up on their website, filmmovement.com. Once a month, I get a DVD with a great feature film plus a bonus short film. It's like free dessert.
Do you want any dessert?
No, thanks. I'll have some of yours. Get something with chocolate.
Well, maybe we can go back to your place for dessert and a Film Movement evening.
Maybe we should plan on eating dessert here. Make it chocolate.
Click on the Film Movement link on airamericaradio.com or go to filmmovement.com to subscribe. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now via Air America's website or filmmovement.com and receive 20% off your order plus a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts. They're like dessert.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to MyPC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii, or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, Go stealth and get the phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Is evil. These are evildoers. They have no justification.
One little problem that confronts you. Got a monkey on your back.
10 before the hour, back to Roy, who has called in from New York. Okay, where were
you
we?
You know, your friend Rory.
Say it again?
Rory is my name. You're like your musician friend. R-O-R-Y.
Oh, Rory.
Yeah. Yeah, we met at a bar. You know, I was there.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was just thinking, I hate to bring up the Twilight Zone again, but once again, that Maple Street thing where everybody, it was called the monsters are coming to Maple Street, and what happened was everybody was thinking the other neighbor was, there was always something going on, and they never really knew what was going on, and finally at the end, they were all invaded, you know.
Right.
And that's what, except the government, it's what it's doing. It's just a really one big horror of terror. I just don't know what to believe. I think the easiest thing is not to believe the government, and just believe the opposite. You're probably more right. Then you would be wrong.
Well, that's how I have decided to cope
right.
with the Bush administration, the Bush crime family.
Right.
No matter what they say, the truth lies in the opposite direction.
Exactly.
I don't care. I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care what it is.
Exactly. I just want to point out one book that I read, and it's real interesting if I could say so. It's called 9/11 Synthetic Terror. That's the name of the book. It's not out in the bookstores, but it's a guy by the name of Webster Griffin Tartley. And it's real interesting. I mean, it goes into detail about dupes and stooges and counterterrorism from the 1600s on, and how 9/11 and this London thing and the British British intelligence were not exactly have a clean bill of health there. I mean, they were doing weird things too.
Well, so, absolutely.
So any
time you find a country with designs on some sort of an imperialist empire, whether that empire stretches across a river or across the sea or halfway around the world, you're going to find an intelligence agency working with that government that is willing to distort reality to the point where the common folk it can't tell up from down. That's just the way it goes.
It's
hey,
just
Roy,
like a bad movie, Mike.
It is indeed. Roy, I got to move
okay,
on.
Okay, you have a good one, Mike.
All right,
okay,
thanks
bye.
A lot. Appreciate your call. Marilyn is calling from Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi, Mike. Great program tonight, as usual.
Well, thanks.
You know, I have to laugh when I hear people refer to George as president because in my mind, I don't see that man as a president at all.
It's difficult, isn't it? It's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible.
It reminds me of the movie Justice for All with Al Pacino when he said, the judge said to him, I'm a judge, or I'm the judge, or I'm whatever. And he said, whoever said you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because really and truly, if you really look at that person, I mean, he's so not a president. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. You know, to walk down an aisle like that and flip the bird
to his body language.
Oh my God! It's just this is the leader of the free world. This is a man with his finger, I guess, on 9,000 nuclear bombs stashed somewhere. Good God!
Yeah, and boy, did you hit the nail on the head when you refer to him as a punk? Because truly, he is. I mean, even if you've ever seen his picture that's plastered up in all federal state buildings and what have you. His picture is a boyish picture, and he's just not president material at all. I had always learned that a president had to have a very high IQ when I went to school as a young, teen.
Yeah.
And I had always learned that, you know, in order to be a president, you had to have a high IQ. I mean, that man doesn't even, he's not even a critical thinker.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And the people who are around him aren't critical thinkers.
I know. They have an
really amazing.
They do have an agenda. Marilyn, thanks. I appreciate
you
checking in. You have a nice evening. You know, I can't believe sometimes, especially in the past couple, 3 years, that I actually host a radio program where I refer to the top officials in this country using the kind of language that I use. Like Marilyn just pointed out, calling Bush a punk, and worse, and the people around him. I can't believe it, because like Marilyn, like you probably, I was raised to respect these high office holders. And I was just sitting here thinking, even during the Nixon years, you know, I thought of him as a psychopath. Of course, I don't know what I would have said had I been on the air, but I wasn't on the air. That was a long time ago. But I thought of him as truly a crazy individual. But I can remember going to demonstrations, impeach Nixon, the baby killer, even back then, where it concerned Vietnam, Nixon responsible for the deaths of our soldiers for no reason whatsoever. You know, but I don't remember. I honestly don't remember, and I don't think that ever in my lifetime, even Reagan, even with Iran-Contra, when I was on the air during that, you know, I would never have referred to these criminals as criminals. I said what they were doing is illegal, what they're doing is outrageous, what they're doing should be investigated, they should go to prison. But I think about how my language has degraded since Bush, and I don't blame Bush. You know, it's my responsibility to keep a check on the kind of language that I use. The point I'm trying to make is this man hits me on such a visceral, angry level, and that's the point. I see him as a total fake, a liar, a cheat, and a sneak. You know, Nixon won. As a matter of fact, Nixon probably won in 1960. But Nixon won. Nixon was a psychopath, yes. And God only knows what Nixon really did, what sort of a deviltry existed inside his addled brain. But this Bush guy, this George W. Bush, We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. If you have $4, $6, $10,000 in credit card bills, find out how quickly your debt can be paid off. Callers save an average of 30% in payments every month. So gather your bills and call now for a personal debt analysis. Licensing details available. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
don't hit the road this summer without a trip to AutoZone. AutoZone has everything you need to make sure your car is safe and ready for the road ahead, from jumper cables to emergency kits. AutoZone also has everything you need to get more mileage from every tank of gas. With today's gas prices, that's more important than ever. Travel safely and save money this summer. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. There are new concerns that a wing of Space Shuttle Discovery may have been hit by debris during its launch earlier this week. NASA's Wayne Hale says new high-resolution cameras identified three small pieces of debris peeling away from the external tank not long before it was jettisoned. Hale says the tests indicate that there wouldn't be any problems if one of them hit the shuttle. And he says that NASA is not close to considering a rescue mission.
We are nowhere near doing that. I expect on flight day six we're going to get approval to fly home as is. And so that's not even on under consideration at this point. We're holding Atlantis in readiness. If we got to do it, we'll talk. But right now it doesn't look like we're going to need to.
Several more people have been arrested in connection with the attacks on London's transit system. Police arrested nine men on Thursday in South London under anti-terrorism laws, and the LA Times reports that a man linked to the deadly July 7th attacks has been arrested in the African nation of Zambia. Top U.S. Muslim leaders have issued a fatwa, or religious edict, against terrorism. The move is part of efforts by American Muslims to counter any negative backlash after this month's bombings by suspected Islamic extremists in London and Egypt. Laura Iyama reports.
Islamic scholars issued the fatwa that condemns attacks against civilians and forbids Muslims from cooperating with anyone involved in terrorism. Nihad Awad with the Council on American Islamic Relations says the fatwa undermines those who advocate terrorism.
I don't think any person in the globe can quote the Quran or the traditions of the Prophet to justify the harming and the killing of innocent people.
The American Muslims say they hope the fatwa also helps convince Americans that Islam does not support attacks on civilians. Laura Iyama, Washington.
Gas prices are easing after reaching record highs this summer. The MetroSource Price at the Pump survey finds the national average for both self-serve regular and premium unleaded dipped one penny over the past week to $2.30 and $2.48 a gallon, respectively. The Filene's department store will be just a memory for shoppers by the fall of 2006. The Filene's nameplates will be replaced by Macy's across New England and in New York. A spokesman for Federated Department Stores says that the pending merger with May Department Stores will create an additional 330 Macy's. And Jim Slezuski says not that many jobs will be lost.
There will be virtually no job loss. The process is that as stores are divested in a mall, the workforces will be shifted to the other store in that mall or into remaining Macy's or Bloomingdale's stores in the area.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclays Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Danger comes with lots of warning, right? Not when it comes to your eyes. The leading cause of serious eyesight loss in adults is macular degeneration. It's not something that announces itself. It just progresses and ends with a partial loss of sight. What can you do? See an optometrist regularly. They're like early warning systems for your eyes.
Your eyes deserve an optometrist.
What's happening, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Now, there's a rumor going around that I don't like hip-hop, and it couldn't be farther from the truth. There is positive hip-hop out there, folks, and we gonna play it for you. Tune in this week as we play the best of yesterday, today, and tomorrow's positive hip-hop. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason show, y'all. It is going to be a blast. This Saturday night on Air America Radio.
It's about 7 past the hour. Back to the phone calls. Marge is calling from northwestern Indiana. Hey, Marge. Welcome to the program. By the way, I don't know if you heard the other night. I have a correspondent in the Federal Detention Center in Miami. They put a lot of Central and South American dictators that the Bush crime family or the Reagan crime family can no longer use. They put them there. They put a lot of drug dealers there. They put a lot of people who probably shouldn't be there, but they send them to the federal detention facility in Miami. And I have a correspondent inside the walls there, a guy who writes to me occasionally, and occasionally I mention his correspondence on the air. Well, he sent in a letter, and I read it last night. He says that you, Marge, are one of the favorites of the boys in the prison. I'm serious. I read it on the air. It was very quick, just a couple of sentences. And he said, we really, really like Marge. She's one of our favorites. So just thought I'd tell you that.
My goodness, I don't know what to... You just never know where you're...
That's right, you never know.
Well, hello to the boys behind the bars.
There you go. They were waiting for you to say that. Okay, now you really called about...
Oh, a couple of things. You're talking about all the stuff that's going on that creates fear and whatnot. Today's Chicago Tribune, there was a couple of articles. One was the FBI wants more subpoena power. Mr. Mueller said he objects to any oversight of FBI subpoenas outside of the Bureau.
Uh-huh.
He wants to be able to, you know, go out and get what he wants. His shorts were in a wad because he went to North Carolina State University to get some information about this fellow from London.
Yeah.
And they refused to give it to him because he didn't have a subpoena. Well, he went back and got it.
Well, wait, you lost me. Why did he go to NC State to get information about the guy from Brazil who was shot in London?
Apparently, let's see, in Roman regular, former graduate student suspected of being linked to the London bombings.
Oh, we're not talking about the guy who was shot dead from Brazil. Okay.
No. Well, no, I didn't read the whole article to you, but, I mean, it was
okay,
it was connected.
Just, I got you. All right.
And apparently this whoever was connected at one time went to North Carolina State, and they wanted to get his records and like that, mm-hmm. and the university wouldn't give him up unless they had a subpoena. Well, he didn't like that.
Well, no. You know, in a police state, the people who operate within...
Which you're rapidly getting to.
Yeah, they don't like these niceties that you find in the U.S. Constitution, like requiring a warrant. Actually, that you find in the Magna Carta, for God's sake. They don't like that stuff. You know,
history, I mean, you know, God, law, the rule of law. Remember that phrase?
Oh, yeah. How could I ever forget it?
Oh, dear God.
I know.
Only when it applies to them. You know, this is sort of going around the bend here, but you know about what's going on in Chicago.
The attack on Richie?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been following it since I don't live there, but I get little snippets that some of the Republican psychopaths up there are wanting a full investigation of everything Richie Daley has ever done. Is that right?
Well, they put out a bounty.
Oh, a reward. That's right. Isn't there a $10,000 reward?
$10,000 reward. But the best part about that is in the course of reporting on that, whoever checks those things out, check their bank account, you know,
right.
Whatever filing they have. And the Republican Party in Cook, now there's an oxymoron, Cook County Republican.
Right, isn't it?
Jeez. Only has $3,800 in their bank account, so if somebody, you know, came up and blew the whistle, they'd have to go out and float a loan or do something or bounce a check, whatever.
Well, I've always said that I think Richie Daley is too stupid to be corrupt. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, these are the same bozos that went out and commandeered what's-his-face Keys to run for Senate in Illinois
yes.
last year.
Right.
Oh, God. You know, if it wasn't, the truth is stranger than fiction, but this is almost funny. But there's a sidebar to that. The guy that's running the investigation, they haven't given it a name like Silver Shovel or anything like that.
Right.
In Cook County is Patrick Fitzgerald.
The one investigating the Valerie Plame case?
Funny you should raise that question.
What, he's doing both investigations at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. A busy man.
Yeah, and you know, Nixon had his Saturday Night Massacre.
Right.
Well, guess what, my friend?
What?
Mr. Fitzgerald's term in office is due to expire in October.
Yeah.
You want to put any money on him being reappointed?
No. I don't. I'm not a betting man where it concerns Bush politics, the Justice Department.
You know, Bush is bow-legged. You ever watch him walk? God.
And I certainly don't put any money on Chicago politics.
Well, I mean, when they came out with this, you know, putting a bounty on his head, I just laughed and I thought, dear God, you guys are. And then when he came out with only $3,800 in their bank account, I thought, do you know how much money Richie Daley has in his war chest to run for re-election if he wants to?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is silly.
Well,
they just go to Richie and, you know, make me an offer.
Well, not only is it silly, Marge, but given the fact that it's Chicago, it's also dangerous and stupid on the part of these Republicans to say, okay, we're going to go after Richie Daley, we're going to put a bounty on his head. You know, Lake Michigan is probably full of people that still have on their cement booties who thought they could take out his dad. You know what I'm saying?
Chicago River, you know, I mean, what did they call it? It was bubbling. One section of the Chicago River was bubbling there for years ago. I mean, you know, it took forever to clean it up. But
yeah.
this whole idea that Fitzgerald is, you know, I knew he was involved in both investigations. And then when I read today, it's an article by one John Chase in the Chicago Tribune that his term is going to expire in October. And I thought, well, that explains the tap dance that Bush has been doing about Karl Rove. I mean, the hell with it. We'll get a new special prosecutor, and he'll say, well, there's no reason to go ahead with this. We'll just forget about the whole thing.
Oh, my God. I hope that's not the case.
Well, there's an article, an op-ed piece, and also in today's Chicago Tribune by Stephen Lubet, L-U-B-E-T, a professor of law at Northwestern University, and he's talking about reinventing the slippery slope for Carl. His last question is, Still, it's hard to resist asking the question, what did Karl Rove say and when and why did he say it? You know, these people make me crazy. And something you said a while ago about controlling your language.
Yeah.
I know you hate these people, and this is one of the reasons where I'm joining you in that parade, because I don't like the word hate, but nevertheless.
I know.
I used to consider myself a lady. However, watching the machinations of these has gotten me to the point where I use language now that a longshoreman would be proud of.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And it just makes me crazy.
Well, I just love you to death, Marge, that you don't use that language on this program. Did we bleep?
No.
I think we bleeped you one time, didn't we?
I think maybe, possibly. You know, when I stammer and stutter, it's my version of cartoon cussing. So, anyway, watch your mail.
Okay, you're going to send me something.
I sent you an article on Daily. And, the other thing that's really funny about that, it didn't make the front page. They're talking about this bounty. It was
right
on the third page of the Metro section.
Right.
And right on the same page, a column to the left, I send you the whole thing, there was a story about a Republican, imagine that, from DuPage County, that ran a $4 million Ponzi scheme that he's pleading guilty to.
Now, DuPage County, for people who don't know, that's the county that belched up Henry Hyde.
Yeah, that's the one.
Over and
none
over
other.
And over again.
Oh, he's going to retire, thank God. Well,
yeah.
He's not out of there yet, but ever. But anyway.
All right. Well, Marge, it's a slice of heaven hearing from you.
Take care, and hello to the gang.
All right. Literally. Thanks, Marge. Behave yourself. So to all the guys in the Miami Detention Center, or the Federal Detention Facility in Miami, Marge says, hi.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. By nominating John Roberts to the Supreme Court, the White House thought it could pull another fast one on the American people. After all, Roberts can at least pass as a moderate. But real questions have emerged about his record on human rights, abortion, big business, and the environment. Republicans have gotten worried and started saying that Roberts should blow off serious questions that will come up during confirmation hearings. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch even compared John Roberts to Jesus, saying that questioning Roberts is like, quote-unquote, trying to undermine Jesus Christ. But Democratic senators should not back down. They should insist on complete answers from Roberts. They should demand internal documents that spell out Roberts' own views on issues like abortion and human rights. Let's put the pressure on Roberts to prove he can do a fair job. To read more on the Roberts nomination, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNY-SELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
We don't want that to happen, do we? Jacob in Finland just sent me a link to a British Indian newspaper. I didn't read this in the American press. This is in Wednesday's edition of... What's the paper here? Sifi News, S-I-F-Y. Am I saying that right? News. An Indian newspaper, English language Indian newspaper from England. And here's the story. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has apologized to 5 British Sikhs who were handcuffed and forced to kneel on a Broadway pavement in the wake of a terrorism scare in New York. Describing the incident as an overreaction, Bloomberg appealed to law enforcement authorities in the city to use, quote, common sense, end quote. The Sikh tourists hailing from Birmingham, England, were taken off a sightseeing bus by armed officers and made to kneel on the Broadway pavement with their arms fastened behind their backs. The Daily Telegraph quoted Bloomberg as saying, "These people did not present any threat whatsoever. I apologize on behalf of the city of New York. The Sikhs have said they have no hard feelings." Now, of course, one of the defining characteristics of a Sikh man is the fact that he is bearded and turbaned. And Sikhs are not Muslim. Oh, God. The ignorance, in addition to the profiling, the abysmal ignorance on the part of... okay, I know, somebody can say, well, Mike, a terrorist, a Muslim bomber could put on his turban to surprise everybody. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Okay. Gary's calling from California. Gary, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Gary.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, just fine. I want to thank you for holding up a light when darkness is covering this country. You've helped me out a lot. But I want to tell you about an experience I had. I lived in Central America for 22 years, and I was in South America a bunch of times and through Mexico and stuff. And I had some connections with, well, I was in Chile when Pinochet got bombed, supposedly committed suicide, and there was a bunch of refugees coming up to Peru, and then I was in...
No, wait. Pinochet is still alive.
When Allende was bombed.
Oh, okay, Salvador Allende.
Yeah, when Allende supposedly...
Back in the 70s, right.
Right, yeah, back in the 70s. And this particular experience I'm bringing up came to happen in the 70s also, about 63. It was about El Mazote in El Salvador.
Right.
And I was with my Costa Rican girlfriend, who became my wife later on, and we were coming out of this main soda palace right in the middle of San Jose, Costa Rica, where the main square is, and there was a little demonstration. And they were holding up this sign saying USA Fuera de El Salvador. It was USA out of El Salvador. And there was a bunch of farmers kind of milling around. And I went over underneath a kiosk there, and they had all these photographs lined up. And there was this, there was family members of these people from El Mazote. And they were introducing the crowd to their family.
The people have been slaughtered.
All these photographs were their cousins and their daughters and their you know, mothers and fathers and everybody, you know, their closest family members. And they would point them out, and these people would be laying face down on the ground with blood rolling out of them across the street in front of their adobe houses, which, you know, they built themselves. And and it was just the most embarrassing, you know. And, like, what can I do? What can I say to these people? I'm looking in these eyes. They're introducing me to their family, and, you know, and they're just, you know, they're just totally devastated people.
Right.
I mean, they're still crying, and this is probably several months after the actual thing happened. And, you know, so my only thing was, and they say, this is what your people do. Are you proud? You know, I said, these are not my people. I'm Canadian. I mean, I had used that excuse many times, and I think that a lot of people do use that excuse when they're traveling and they're meeting people. It's the political, it's not politically correct. It's politically expedient to say I'm a Canadian, and
instead of saying you're a citizen of the U.S.
of the United States. I mean, right. I felt ashamed to be a, and I felt that shame for many years. The Vietnam situation just brought that, the massacre that we perpetrated in Vietnam. This brought that shame down upon me.
And the fact, let's not forget the 58,000 plus Americans who died, and the hundreds of thousands of Americans who were wounded and injured because of the madness of Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon. I hear you loud and clear, Gary.
Just a massacre. Just another massacre.
I hear
you. We'll continue on massacring.
Eventually, it has to stop, doesn't it? Gary, I have to leave it there. Thank you, pal. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Musicians, for the best gear and the best deals, there is only one choice. With over 100 stores nationwide, Guitar Center has the largest selection of musical instruments and equipment at the lowest prices, guaranteed. Guitars, amps and effects, keyboards, software, recording, pro audio, drums and percussion, DJ and lighting, and get this. Not only the best deals, check GuitarCenter.com for local store product seminars, artist clinics, and enter to win contests. Guitar Center, the musician's choice, the best gear, the best deals.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Have a bewitching summer at Super 8 and get $250 in discount coupons with every stay. Enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes and you'll have a chance to win 1 million trip rewards points. Or play our online game and you could be one of 600 winners of $100 worth of gas. The Super 8 Stay a Spell sweepstakes. It could turn you into a winner. See Bewitched in theaters soon and we'll see you along the way. No purchase necessary. Legal residents 18 or older. Ends 9/15. Subject to rules at Super8.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Lord
Laura Flanders.
Is it true, Reverend Jesse Jackson, that if your son, now the congressman, had been born a girl, he might have been called Selma?
He almost was called Selma the boy. Jesse Jr. was born while I was in Selma, and I was so excited about what was happening. I knew it was a great moment. My father was not there for me 40 years ago when I was born.
Listen, he gave you the best present when he did call you Selma, I think.
Laura Flanders on Air America Radio.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Who made me judge and jury hear it?
Twenty-six before the hour. Ben is calling from Illinois. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. First time caller, long time listener. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about, you know, a lot of people get mad when you compare Bush to Hitler, but it's true. I mean, if it's the truth, then, you know, why not?
Yeah, the comparisons, I think, are valid, where it concerns Hitler and Germany in the late 20s, early 30s, up to about 1934, and Bush now. You know, I never mean to suggest that yet Bush has the death camp set up. Hitler didn't have the death camp set up in 1933. Hitler wasn't putting people in on trains and boxcars and sending them to be gassed and burned. Until later on in his satanic career. So I think the comparisons are legit, though, when you compare Bush now and Hitler in the early 30s.
Right, and, you know, and also, how much more, you know, do you think the American people are going to take before they wake up and say, we got to fire this guy?
Well, I think that awakening is occurring now. I saw something today that his approval rating now is down to 41%. I don't know who did the poll, whether it was USA Today or Gallup or Zogby. I have no idea. But I think the American public is beginning to wake up to the incompetency and the murderous aspects of this president. Now, the question is what to do about it. 100% of us can say he's a lying son of a bitch and needs to be removed from office. And there's nothing you and I can do about it. It's up to the representatives in Congress. The only thing we could possibly do is in the 2006 election, elect Democrats based on a promise that they would impeach this guy and get him out of, and not just him, but also his vice president. They have to cut the cancer out all the way.
Right.
They have to get rid of Bush and Cheney. And if the if the Democrats take over the House in 2006, then you can forget about Denny Hastert being third in line to succeed. Then it would be Pelosi until a new president could be found. I'm not sure exactly how that would work, but at least it wouldn't be Tom DeLay. So whether or not we can get rid of this guy legally and peacefully, I think to some extent depends on what happens in 2006. But I'm not feeling anything optimistic about that.
Well, I think, you know, first we need to get a hold of something in the mainstream media. You know, right now all people hear is Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter and everyone like that who, you know, deep down know that they're lying and just don't care.
Yeah, the people who want to murder America and replace it with their idea of a totalitarian state. Sure, I understand.
Right. But, you know, just keep doing what you're doing because, you know, I know you're not here, like you said the other night, to educate people, but you are informing people and just keep up the good work, Mike, because, you know, I have a friend in Minnesota who's 16 years old and working to support his family, yet he actually still finds time at least once or twice a week to ride his bike out to the local library and just listen to your reruns on White Rose. So,
wow.
You know, keep fighting the good fight.
All right. Well, thanks, Ben. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you talk about humbling. No, I mean it when I say, and I've said before, this is not where you come for education. Most of you people are hell of a lot smarter than I am anyway. This is where we gather to take a look at what has transpired either during the day, since, you know, we're the last program on Air America Radio at night, last live program, and, you know, to share insider input. And that's pretty much it. Informing, yeah, okay, you know, I can accept that. The information that comes out through my show prep and your phone calls and emails and so on and so forth, yeah, okay, I'll buy that. But as far as educating, no, we don't do that here. We can't do it because, like I said, for the most part, the audience that listens to this program is a hell of a lot smarter than I am anyway. Kenny is calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Kenny, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm a first-time caller and a recent new listener the past couple of weeks.
Well, welcome also, aboard.
Thank you. And also, I am a damn good Yellow Dog Democrat.
Well, I'm familiar with that. I'm from Georgia.
Yeah, so, hey, I mean, we're nothing. So let's just get that clear that, you know, all Texans are not Republicans.
I hear that. No, never. I would never imply that. Some of the best people, Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, Paul Begala, these are all Texans.
Yeah. And Ann Richardson.
Ann Richardson, you bet.
Who to this day I still claim is my governor, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but really, I really appreciate your show and what you guys are doing. I'm talking about all of you, you know, from Jerry in the morning to, of course, Al and of course, Russ, you know, Dusty, or, you know, Rose. I thoroughly enjoy listening to it because it's enlightening to me, and everywhere I go, especially because I'm politically oriented. I mean, I'm a local election judge in the community anyway, and I kind of do try to use my influence to help, and have been working with the last four or five elections as an election judge for over 20 years. These last two presidential elections just all but made me sick. The fact that one, you know, everybody knows that Bush cheated. You know, I mean, that cheating goes all the way back to when he was running for governor in Texas. He cheated then.
Right.
Yet they've learned how to manipulate the votes and stuff like that.
Isn't that
somehow
the truth?
Some kind of another. You know, it's just my thinking, but some kind of way they're manipulating these machines to get away with this stuff.
I hear you, Kenny.
We really also need to look into that. In addition to getting rid of Bush and his cronies, because all these jokers, all it is about gas and oil, man. It really is.
That's it.
And it's all about what they're trying to accomplish for themselves. They don't care about the little man. They don't care about the worker. And what I really get upset about is they always keep running behind God and the kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yes.
They ain't got nothing to do with it. And Texas, you know, leads the nation with the fact that we're what, 47?
Hey, Kenny, watch out. Something's trying to eat you, man. What the hell is that noise?
No, I was just letting the garage down. I just wanted to lock
the door. Oh, that's the garage?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought some kind of a creature was coming up behind you.
No creatures coming.
Okay, listen. One thing, Kenny. Dusty Rhodes is a professional wrestler. Our gal is Randy Rhodes.
She wrestles with the Republicans on the air, and I like that.
I hear you.
My wife and I really enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you a lot, Kenny. Listen, call again. Let me move on. I got some people on hold here.
Okay, keep up the good fight, guys.
All right, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Eileen is calling from New York. Eileen, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey, Eileen.
Well, yes, you are oftentimes my lifeline to sanity, or insanity, as the case may be.
Right.
This evening, because I just get, I'm reading David Ray Griffin's book, The New Harbor. You read that, right?
I have not read it. I was telling somebody the other night, most of the book reading I do right now is reviews of the books in the New York Times.
I know, but this is one I think you would really, really, this is electrifying. And I've read all the books, you know, all the books that everybody reads, but this one's amazing. And it just puts the whole thing in perspective. This was a perfect storm. They knew exactly what they were creating, these people.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about Bush. Bush was just the little puppet, you know, with with Cheney's hand up his behind, making his mouth move.
Right.
But the people who were the architects of this, they did, absolutely. They planned and carried out 9/11. I have absolutely no doubt. I didn't think so before, but this just confirms. If you read this book, it's amazing. And he has consulted people who are experts in the field of demolition, people who are involved in the military, who understand that there was a stand-down order given. There had to have been on that morning,
right.
Or else we would have sent jets up right away. We could have, the first plane before it hit the World Trade Center should have been intercepted and shot down.
Sure.
And it just makes me so angry because they are using this. This is why people are willing to go along with the things that, with the suspension of our civil rights. We would never have sat still before 9/11 for this kind of thing, ever. And it just makes me so angry. I don't know what to do because it's, you know, these mouth breathers and knuckle draggers, no matter what you tell them, no matter what evidence you put in front of their stupid faces, they just won't get it. It's not they don't, they won't. They refuse to listen to it.
You sound like you ought to, you sound like the next time I go on vacation, I ought to have you substitute for me. You're just as pissed off as I am.
I am so angry. I can't even stand it because life as we know it might change forever. And we're really close to that right now. We're really close to losing everything.
I hear you. Eileen, let me leave it there. We got a break here. Thanks, Eileen. Thanks for your passion. I appreciate you checking in. You know, come to think of it, I have been reading some books lately, but most of them are written by Dr. Seuss. I'm serious. You know, when you have a one-year-old. Oh, plus, what did we get the other day, Kathy? The Big Red Barn? That's a good one. What else we got? We got the Dr. Seuss alphabet book. We have something about frogs. Oh, stay with us. I'm Mike Malone.
Stand up. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
Speak up. Tell somebody listen.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest SCAP employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds. Special preview Sunday, August 7th at 11. Or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Teva.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Hi, this is Randy Thomas for Hooked on Phonics. You know the fantastic reading and math program you've seen on TV and heard on the radio for years. As a mom, I know that reading is key to success at school and a lifetime of learning. I wanted the best for my daughter, and Hooked on Phonics programs are fun and easy. Developed by a parent, Hooked on Phonics has become the number one trusted name in teaching kids to read. And this summer is the perfect time to get your child hooked on reading and give them a jump start on the new school year. Hooked on Phonics programs are easy for moms, fun for kids, and with a money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Just call and ask for details. Join me and more than 2 million families and thousands of teachers across the country who have turned to Hooked on Phonics too. Don't wait. Call 1-800-877-1850 and ask about free shipping. That's 1-800-877-1850.
Hooked on Phonics. Making learning fun.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello. I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Let me speak to the powers that be today.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to the usual crew of bandits, put the program together again tonight in New York City. Our resident rock star Jason Isaac, Colin Tipton, and our associate producer David Fizikas, who also answers your phone calls. Thanks, guys. And our out-of-state, out-of-control group, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall someplace, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to everybody. And once again, in an example of shameless promotion of my littlest kid, new photos of Molly are up on the gallery page at MikeMalloy.com. Just a couple of shots from her first birthday. We thought it would not be in good taste to put the Chippendale dancers up there, but she insisted, you know, she, Dada, dance us. So anyway, a couple of pages, a couple of photos of Molly at her first birthday and eating some sand at the beach. And disregard the old fart who's holding her. I don't know who he is. I don't know how he got into the photographs, but yeah, I know. John is calling from Oregon. John, welcome to the program.
Yes, good evening, Mike.
Hey, John.
Boy, having kids will sure change your perspective on what's important to you and what you're willing to do to fight for their future, doesn't it?
Isn't that the truth?
My dad passed away not too long ago, and I found out after he did that he'd been in high-altitude satellite surveillance for the CIA for most of his working life, and I never knew it.
No, for heaven's sake.
He used to tell me a sense of perspective is worth 30 IQ points.
Say that again?
A sense of perspective is worth 30 IQ points.
That's a good point. That's, yeah.
I hear all the, you know, Democrats wringing their hankies and talking about all the mistakes made in Iraq, and I don't think they're looking at it from the Bush perspective. Imagine you were in Tiffany's and you were just stuffing your pockets with diamonds and gold and, cash, and the place was surrounded by cops making sure nobody interfered with you. What's your exit strategy? You know, you've transferred $500 million from our pockets into their pockets, continuing at $2 to $3 billion a day, and why would you be trying to figure out how you're going to get out of this?
That's true. You just want to stay and keep loading up your pockets.
Amazing. Amazing that with people have said, Bush, people haven't made any mistakes at all in Iraq. Done. Zero.
Well, Bob Herbert in his column New York Times today suggested that there is no exit strategy because there is no plan to ever leave Iraq.
No, why would there be?
There's
not going to leave till we force them to leave.
There's no plan to leave Tiffany's either, is there?
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a question. I was wondering if there's any chance that we could get Hillary and the other DLC people to run as Republicans.
they probably should, or else just set up their own party. I hear these DLC Republicans talk about how despicable the Republicans are, DLC Democrats say how despicable the Republicans are, and yet they're nothing more than Republican light. So my suggestion is, for heaven's sake, just set up a different party. Call yourself Republicrats or something, which is not original on my part. But you know what I'm saying. I would love to see real Democrats. That's when I'll come back to the Democratic Party, when real Democrats start to run for office, if I'm still alive then, which, may be so far in the future that I won't be around to see it.
I think if Hillary announced as a Republican that Rush's head would just pop right there on the air.
I hear you.
It'd be a wonderful thing to see. Anyway, thanks for your show. Thanks for a breath of sanity at night, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, John. I appreciate your call very much. Take care. You know, one way to solve that pesky dependence on foreign sources of oil that Scott McClellan is always quoting Bush about, and Scott McClellan is quacking about, is to make sure there is no foreign oil. Right? No foreign oil. Now, how do you do that? Well, one way is just take over the Mideast and the Caspian Sea area, establish the American global empire, and poof, all oil is local or domestic. We live in dangerous times. Ray is calling from Minnesota. Ray, welcome to the program. I can only give you about a minute, pal, and then we have to bail. Hi.
Yeah, I'll be really quick, Mike. Number one, we owe baby Molly a new society. Number two, we've got to get rid of the Democratic Leadership Council. Number three, have folks visit my website, www.kalpuli.net, because we are going to remake this country.
Sounds good.
That's about all I have to say, guys.
Sounds good to me, Ray. Thanks for checking in.
Keep it
his
up.
His website is kalpulli.net. We talked to Ray. When was that? We talked to Ray last week, I think. kalpulli.net. Hey, listen, thanks for participating tonight. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-863-WORD. That's 863-WORD. 1-800-863-WORD.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house.